Thank you. God, we thank you so much that we can sing these songs, the song of revelation, that you are our everything. And that as we come to you on this day of the week, where we come together as a church to worship you, to sing of you, and to eat of you, and to learn of you, I just thank you that, God, that we can sing these songs and we can proclaim our faith in you so that no matter what comes our way in this life, on this earth, that we can look to you and have a steadfast hearts, have steadfast hearts of worship and praise to you. And God, with that in mind, we lift up to you these few prayer requests out of many. God, we pray for Phil Miller's co-worker, Ken Hare. We thank you that he is about to come home, about to come back to work, actually, and is just going through rehab. But God, we lift to you other men who were in this accident who are still recovering and still hurting. Just pray that you'd be with them. God, we also lift up to you Harold Godshaw. As we hear, he has cancer. Just be with him and Joni, his wife. Just be with them. And we thank you for Harold and just the man of God that he is. Just pray that you'd be with them, be with him. And God, we do pray for healing from his cancer. We know that you are the great physician. You created our bodies, and just pray that you'd be with Harold, and just pray that he would receive healing. And God, we pray for Kay Nixdorf, as it appears she is in need of a knee surgery. Just be with her and Ray as they deal with this, and as she gets around. Just pray that this surgery would be something that could come quickly and heal well. And God, we also pray for Aubrey Eshelman's brother, Philip, as he is being brought out of his coma on the heels of a bad car accident. Just pray, God, that you would be with him, be with his family. God, I pray for healing for him. Pray that you would keep him stable in his healing, God. And God, we give you praise for Chase Thomas, the friend of Jacob's, who plays ball in college. Just thank you that he is up and walking after his brain aneurysm. We just pray for this young man and his family as they deal with this. Just pray that he would make a full recovery. And we just thank you for the fact that he seems to be pulling through. And we just give you praise for that. And God, we thank you for also the way that as we look and we pray and we intercede for the ways that people are sick and we see death around us, we also thank you and give you praise for the expectation of new life. I pray for Mary and myself as we await our eighth baby this December 16th is the due date. Just pray that you'd be with Mary and be with the baby. We pray for the Alicia and Daniel De Leon as they are awaiting a baby in January on the 17th. Be with the Redkays, Mike and Ashley Redkay, as they have a baby coming in March. And we pray for Greg and Rosalie Pichiro as they have a baby coming in May. Just be with all of the mothers and babies represented there. Pray that there would be health and life. And God, we thank you for the new additions as we pray for expectation of new life. We thank you for new life in Cassidy as a rose was presented in her honor last week. We also thank you for Crystal Tanksley. Just pray for her and her. Just thank you for her new life. And God, we look also beyond our church body to the greater world. We thank you for the ways that our church is involved in worldwide missions. Thank you for Mark and Kristen, Deanne Zimmerman. Pray for Tiffany as she's going through medical school through Victoria's Fund in Bolivia. And we just thank you for all the ways that we are taking the worship of Yahweh where there is no worship. And just pray that your kingdom, as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, would be here on earth as it is in heaven. And we just pray all these things in your name. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to see everyone. And it's great to be here. I'm going to go into the announcements here. As you see in the bulletin, there was going to be a red rose dedicated today in honor of Crystal Tanksley. Crystal's feeling a little under the weather, so they're not going to be here today. So we can pray for them, and I'm sure that we'll have that upcoming. Also, as a reminder, bonfire at Phil's. I'm looking forward to this, November 5th, Saturday, from 4 o'clock to whenever. There's a question mark there. There will be hayride, lots of fellowship and fun. If you're able to bring some dishes, do so. Chili, snacks, hot apple cider, things like that. And Phil's address is right there. It's easy to find. A reminder of kids' choir. Every Tuesday, 6:30 to 7:30, Joyce Cody is heading that up, and it sounds like the kids are having a lot of fun, and I know our kids are singing along with all the songs, they seem to be enjoying it greatly. Mary Bell Schauer contacted Steve this week and just said thank you so much to everybody who sent her birthday cards for her 91st birthday. She was very glad to have them and wants to thank everybody who sent her cards. So thank you all. And I think that's everything. I have one last announcement. Someone brought it to my attention this morning that Frank and Lynn celebrated recently their 25th wedding anniversary. So I think it was last Wednesday. So. And Jacob is here this morning. that, I believe, is all of the announcements. So at this time, we are going to be having a commissioning for Joanna and Timothy, as they will be leading a missions trip with the senior class at Lancaster County Christian School to Peru. So if they could come forward, and Steve, you can come up, and I don't see Mike. And Mike Shirley, you could come up as well.
Yeah, do pray for us because we're taking 29 high school seniors to Peru. Joanna has been a key part of the chaperone corps as we've been making plans and preparations. The school, Lancaster County Christian School, has developed a really meaningful relationship with Kids Alive International, and you guys would know that name because that is the organization through which Mark and Kristen and their family are on the mission field. So we are going to their base is our ultimate destination. So we'll be ministering alongside them. We'll get a chance to see them. But besides Mark and Kristen and their family, we will see many other people that we've seen on previous trips. This year's senior class will get to build on the relationship that is already there. And just having seen short-term missions trips in different contexts and with different organizations, I just want you guys to know that this trip is just fabulous because it does, if I can say it this way, it just does things in a healthy way. We're going through an organization that is already there, and our main goal is to encourage the people and to support the people who are still going to be there after we leave so that it's not just like a flash in the pan, exciting, hey, that was a life-changing experience, but then it falls out the back of our memories, and before you know it, we're back to life as normal, and they're back to life as normal. No, that's not what we want to do. So without going too much further into an explanation, just to know that this trip is very exciting. It's very meaningful. In my opinion, I teach at the school every day in a Bible classroom, in a government class. I coach soccer, and I help lead this trip. And this trip, I think, is one of the most important things that I participate in. It's 8 days, but I think this is possibly the 8 most significant days of the year in terms of my role at the school. And it really has nothing to do with me, but what God does in and through this trip to propel these seniors forward in their senior year, because then they get to walk this out and explore it from now until June when they graduate, and beyond. So anyhow, thank you for your support and prayers for us. I'd also want to recognize Aubrey back here is one of our seniors, but given the situation with her brother, with his recent accident, just so you know, to pray for her as well. Because her decision, she's still planning to go, But it is it'll be a last minute decision depending on the wellness and the stability of her brother. So pray for that. Cover the Eshelman family in your prayers as well, because we would love to have Aubrey come along with us, and she would love to come as well, but we know that God has that in his hands. So anyway, Joanna, anything? I speak about 10 words of Spanish, so she's very important for not just that reason, but Joanna is, she's increasingly become maybe more important than I am to this trip, because I make sure we get there, but she makes sure that when we get there, we know what we're doing and that it's a meaningful time. So anyhow.
All right, well, we're going to pray for you guys as you go. So God, we just lift up to you Timothy and Joanna as members of our body as they go to Peru with the senior class of LCCS. And God, I pray that as they go, as they reconnect with these relationships that they have with people down there, just pray that those relationships would be strengthened and renewed. And God, we just thank you for the way that time and travel, just sometimes these relationships, because they're in you, they're so rich and deep, and they pick up right where they left off. And God, we pray that you would be in that process. And God, we thank you for the way that this trip is planned. Thank you that just pray for Kids Alive as the senior class comes alongside their ministry and their programs down there. Just pray that much fruit would come of it. We thank you, God, that for the indigenous people that are there, the natives who are carrying out the work of your kingdom there in Pucallpa. Just pray that this time, as Timothy said, would not be a flash in the pan, but instead it would be an encouragement and a coming alongside of the people that are there. And that, and God, we thank you that this coming alongside is a two-way street, and that, as Timothy said, as they come back and they unpack this trip with the students and even with the chaperones and the leaders, that there is a two-way street of giving and encouragement. And as these students go down there and they see the kingdom of God at work in another land and realize that the kingdom of God is a universal thing, that it goes to all the corners of the earth, and that your love and your presence is everywhere in the hearts of the believers, God. And so we just pray for this time, pray for Timothy and Joanna, that you would give them strength and sharpness of mind as they lead. Pray that everything would go well, that there would be smooth travels, and just pray that you'd be with them in their work, that you would just give them an extra dose of strength and energy, and just pray for the team dynamics themselves among the students and between the chaperones, that everyone would walk and put on love and humility, that they would decide to clothe themselves with love and humility, that there would be peace and great fruit come of this trip. And we just pray these things in your name.
Thank you, Lord, for the mission that you have already established in Peru, and that these seniors can experience that, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would just enlighten them so that they fill with overflowing, that your love would reach out to those around them in there, and an experience that they've never quite experienced before. I pray for healing, Lord, for Aubrey's brother, that he is well enough that she can go and be a part of this. And I just thank you, Lord, for Timothy and Joanna, their willingness to lead this group. And I am anxious to hear of the reports that of the things that happened that you have pre-planned and that will unfold through them, in that they would show the love of Jesus, which is so awesome, that it changes lives. And I thank you, Lord, for your presence. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. That's awesome. One other announcement before we have the greeting. Oh, yeah. We forgot to mention Timothy's conscious of the fact that the spouses of these two also need prayer. Maybe they should have been up here. So Krista and Frankie And by the way, Frank and Lynn, I remember when Judy and Ed Sykes had their, some of you remember them, they had their 25th wedding anniversary. They sang in a choir up in the balcony in those days. And I'll never forget when we recognized their 25th, Judy hollered out, and they've been 15 of the best years of my life. I thought that was pretty funny. But I'm sure you guys have had 26 wonderful years in your first 25. Next door, Dr. Charles Botta still owns that property. It's for sale. There's not currently practice of dentistry going on there. And we're welcome to park there on Sunday mornings. However, there's been a lot of other people parking there, and he's going to begin to have people ticketed who don't belong there. So I haven't told Ashley this yet, but we're going to develop a parking permit that you can put in your window or on your dashboard. You're still welcome to park there. It's just that those of you who do need to let Ashley know so that she can get you a parking sticker that allows you to park there and you don't get ticketed or towed away or something. So I think that covers it today. Let's greet one another in Jesus' name.